Okay, so if you just introduce yourself first.
Okay. My name's Vale Angus and I'm one of the careers advisors with Skills Development Scotland in Lerwick.
Okay, so this is an exciting and anxious day for a lot of young people. What would your advice be to them?
My advice would be don't make any rash decisions. To take your time, look at all the options, get some advice, talk things over with people, use some of the websites like My World of Work before you make any life-changing decisions.
And so explain a little bit more about the exam results helpline. What is that there to do?
Anyone can call the exam results helpline and they can get impartial careers advice and guidance from trained careers advisors, helping you look at whatever options might be available, whether you've done not as well as you'd hoped, or you've done better than expected, or you're just not sure of what choices you should make, whether it's staying at school or leaving and going to any other options available.
And for anyone that is disappointed and maybe didn't get the results that they were expecting, what kind of advice would you give them?
Well, it could be looking at alternative routes. You might not have got the grades to get into the university of your choice. Could there be something available through clearing? Could you look at going into an HNC or an HND and using that as a stepping stone into university? So there could be an alternative way to get there.
And even some people might have got better results than they were expecting. What would you say to them?
Well, it might be that you decide you want to take a year out and reapply for something different, or it might be you think, no, I can leave school now and go and do an apprenticeship or something first. So there's lots of different choices depending on your situation, but come and talk over with an advisor first.
And there's obviously been big changes with the new national exams this year. Are you anticipating many questions about those?
I think it's anytime anything new comes in, it can be quite confusing looking at the certificate for the first time. What does it mean? You might have had a child, or you might have sat exams previously, so it's going to look a wee bit different. So just to get a bit of reassurance, if you've not been at any of the school talks and you're not quite sure, just feel free to phone up and ask.
And is the helpline just for young people, or can parents call up?
Parents can call, grandparents, aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters, anyone can call to get some advice they might want to pass on. The young person might not be able to call themselves, they might be working but need some help on the day, so anyone can call at all.